Moncrief on News Talk.
Even Disneyland has an exclusive area. It's called Club 33 and it's been there since the 1960s. Membership costs over 30 grand a year and it's so prized that it's currently the subject of a court case. Dirk Libby is a journalist with Cinema Blend in California. Afternoon, Dirk.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. So tell us about Club 33. What goes on there? Is it like wife swapping parties or, you know, bowls of cocaine in the midst of Disneyland?
Not officially, certainly not officially. Club 33 is it's a restaurant, essentially. It's a restaurant and a bar. But it's an exclusive spot. It generally has the best chefs at Disneyland work there. So it generally has the best food. But it's mostly just known for being the exclusive spot because they only have a limited number of members. The wait list allegedly lasts about a decade to get in.
Wow.
And that's assuming that you have the money to spend.
And so if you're waiting for 10 years, is it one of those situations where somebody who's already a member has to nominate you and that kind of thing?
No, it doesn't require that. You just have to put your name on the list and then wait for your turn.
Right. And the inside, as you say, it's a restaurant and a bar, but is it Disney-fied? Is it, you know, is like Mickey Mouse serving you your dinner?
Yeah, not to that level. You won't generally see characters wandering through. It's much more of a fine dining experience. There are some restaurants in the hotels that are, you know, much more geared toward just having a nice dinner. The main thing about Club 33 was until fairly recently, it was the only place you could get a drink inside Disneyland because the park was dry. Walt didn't want to serve alcohol. And so the general public couldn't buy a glass of wine or a beer inside the park, but you could in Club 33.
Okay. And so the people who would be members, would they tend to be people who'd be visiting the park and then they'd eventually end up in Club 33, or were they just going to Club 33?
Well, I mean, being a member gets you an annual pass to the park, so you don't have to go to the
Club 33. For 30 grand.
You can just, yeah, you certainly can. But you know, if you just want to, you know, you do get to just go to Disneyland basically anytime you want, and then go to Club 33 when you feel like it.
Okay, and so tell us about Scott and Diana Anderson, obviously huge fans of Disney and particularly of Club 33. Were they waiting a long time to join?
They say they were on the wait list for about 12 years.
Wow. And then when they got to join, what happened?
Well, they had their membership for about 5 years, according to the information, and things were going mostly okay, but then there was an incident where the security found Mr. Anderson allegedly intoxicated inside the park as opposed to inside the restaurant. He says he was suffering from the symptoms of a severe migraine that presented as if it could have been intoxication. But public intoxication is specifically against the rules if you're a Club 33 member. So they lost their membership.
Oh, wow. And so but they didn't accept that. They sued.
Yeah. Yeah. They sued because he says he wasn't drunk and he doesn't want to be known as somebody who would do that. He says his name is part of the reason they're fighting this. But yeah, they filed a lawsuit to try to get the membership back get Disney to let them back in. And he says he's spent now over $400,000 total on the lawsuit. The event was back in 2017.
Okay. And a lawsuit that expensive, were they presenting expert witnesses saying, yes, a migraine can appear. If you have a migraine, it can appear you're drunk. And then Disney saying, no, if you're drunk, you're drunk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know both sides had medical experts that, you know, arguing either side. But yeah, they, you know, it went in front of a jury. The jury did ultimately find in favor of Disney, however.
Okay. And so is that it's over? The legal battle is over for the Andersons? Do they have any route back to Disney?
You know, they say they're going to keep fighting. I mean, I'm sure they can appeal the verdict. So I assume that's the next step. But you know, yeah, they say they're not done because they think they're in the right and they want to win this.
Yeah, and I assume it's not just to get their membership back. Are they suing for damages now?
Yeah, I mean, they're suing for $230,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Plus the unused portion of their membership. Basically, they want to get paid back because there are annual dues for the membership as well, and so they want they're also asking for, since they got kicked out about 4 months before the end of the year, so they want that money back as well, that share of their annual dues for the year.
Okay, so even if they got that, they've spent $400,000 on this case, they still wouldn't reimburse all their costs.
I suppose not. At this point, they're going to be in the hole one way or the other.
Right.
But, you know, for them, it's about, you know, I guess the principle of the thing, like, you know, and obviously just getting back into this place that you know, money can buy it, but it's still pretty exclusive.
Yeah. Well, are the Andersons maintaining that if they appeal this ruling and win in another court, that they'd actually take up their membership again? They'd kind of rock back up to Club 33 and say, hi, guys, remember us?
I suppose. I mean, they're, you know, in some of the interviews that I've read that they've given, you know, they are pretty frustrated with the whole situation. They're unhappy with Disney, but at the same time, this was something that they really wanted, and you know, so losing it is hard, and they want it back.
Yeah, is it from Disney's point of view, is this bad publicity or good publicity in the sense they're seen to be enforcing the rules?
You know, I, you know, I suppose it's going to depend on the different people's perspective. You know, it's certainly going to make Club 33 a more well-known thing. And there is actually there's a movie planned at least in early stages based on Club 33. Or inspired by Club 33, I guess we should say. So in that case, you know, maybe it is good publicity.
Yeah. Do you know why it's called Club 33?
The official reason is that the location of the restaurant, which is in New Orleans Square, near where Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion are located, is the if New Orleans Square was a real place, the address would be 33 Royale Street. The street that it's located on is called Royale. And just if it had an actual address, it would be number 33. The actual location has moved since then, so the number doesn't actually make any sense, but they haven't changed the name.
Yeah, and if you're drunk, the figures are just waving about in your vision anyway. Dirk, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dirk Libby, journalist for Cinema Blend in California.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.